For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining us once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Friday. At the time of this broadcast, we will be excitedly going over to Metairie Country Club for our luncheon and teaching for Christmas. If you're not able to join us today for that, I pray that you will go to the website and click the radio menu page and start listening to excerpts from the message I'll be teaching that day. Why did Jesus come? We've been covering it all the last 2 weeks. Of course, I've been spontaneously taking some little side trails as the Holy Ghost has been leading me, and I love that. I've been able to talk about salvation, one of the reasons Jesus came. And you've been able to pray with me and lead your loved ones to Christ, or at least pray for them and take it seriously and have God illuminate to you who the faces of the lost, you know, people in your own family circle who you say, you know what, they don't know God. That's a reason for the season. I mean, come on, you know? And maybe for yourself, maybe you've been able to listen to the broadcast and think, you know what, man, I've just gotten so caught up in all the other things about Christmas, I forget that it's C-H-R-I-S-T hyphen M-A-S. It's about Christ. Christ came, and I needed him, and I need him, and he's here. That's why I'm celebrating. And as I was sharing those three events, Christ's birth, his death, and his resurrection, changed mankind forever. Tidings of great joy. Luke 2:1, it came to pass in those days. Well, what does that mean, in those days? What was happening in those days that, as Romans says, the fullness of time had come and God sent forth his son? These are some very critical phrases, brothers and sisters. Well, there had been almost 500 years between the Testaments, the Old Testament and the New. There was no prophetic voice going on in the land. Can you imagine how dark? At least in the Old Testament, you had prophets raised up to proclaim hope that a Messiah was coming, that a king was on his way, that there were absolutes. But in those days, it had gotten dark. Well, as a result, two parties had risen to try to show us what God was like. And those parties were called the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees were teachers of the law. Well, they had so much law, they left out the life-giving spirit of the scriptures. Boy, is that a word. Oh, mercy. Brothers and sisters, please. I love that you're adhering to the Bible, but make sure you don't leave out the life-giving spirit that the scriptures give. Jesus is the word. He's life-giving. Well, they were so concerned about, you know, ritual purity, and unfortunately, though, as a result, they wouldn't have any contact with the sinners. They turned sinners away. Well, is that a representation of God in the kingdom? Oh, my gosh. Jesus came and sat with the sinner. He went to the prostitute and said, your sins are forgiven. Come on. So this is what was happening in those days. Then you had the Sadducees. Well, they only believed the first five books of the Bible. And that was a shame. They didn't believe in the prophets. Then we were in Rome, and we have Caesar Augustus, who was in control. And the thought of the day was that man couldn't be saved, and that Rome was deity. Come on, you think it was the fullness of time that we needed God to intervene? It was. All those events were leading up to man crying out, we need God. Plus, there's so many other things. The Roman roads had been developed finally, that when Paul was to come on the scene, he could carry the gospel. The Mediterranean was opened for travel. There's so much to this fullness of time. In those days, Luke 2:1. How about for you? Maybe it's the fullness of time for you, and you're saying, I need God. Fullness of time is here. God's here. He sent forth his Son. Ask him into your heart today. I love you. Thank you for listening all week to A Future in Hope with Anna Donna. You have a great weekend. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.